back to school is upon us. What are some tips you have for students going to college? They're buying a lot of textbooks, electronic devices. It can be a little overwhelming. How does one manage all of that?
Oh, you're right. It can be very expensive, too. When you're looking at $313 for a college student, that's a lot of money. That's what they're going to be spending on average on course materials, according to the National Association of College Stores. And that could be anything, textbooks, course packs, or digital and electronic materials. So with the advancement in technology, you have to have access to the Internet to complete these class assignments. So it's really important that you know what you're doing and know what you're buying when you're out there online, especially.
And how do you kind of navigate that as a student, especially if this is your first time buying some of those electronics?
Right, and it could be your first time on your own buying those. So we want you to do your research. BBB recommends that you look at your options. There's several options when you're buying textbooks. You can purchase textbooks new or used. You can purchase them online or in a store or in digital format. There's also the option of renting textbooks, which may be a great deal for you and save you a lot of money. You may be able to do that in-store or online. And there are a lot of safe websites that you can look for to rent or buy textbooks. So BBB recommends that you do your research, find out what best suits your need, and if you know your textbook's ISBN number, sometimes you can actually type that in on a textbook website or online search engine, and you can get the results that you need, and they vary from used to new to rental options for that textbook.
Fantastic. Is there anything else we need to know?
Yes. Make sure when you're online, especially, compare those prices. If you decide what is best to you, the new or used textbooks or even renting, do some price comparisons. Check out those comparison sites and compare what product and what it's going to do for you, if that's exactly what you need. Make sure that that is going to be in the price range. Also, type the name of the electronic device or specific textbook you're looking for into a search engine, along with words like review, complaint, or scam, and this will keep you from being a victim of a scammer. Of course, always look for that HTTPS to show that you're on a secure site before you share any information like credit card numbers, and look for that lock. And don't shop for these textbooks online on a public Wi-Fi site. These public Wi-Fi sites can actually get your information, such as credit card information. So make sure that if you are shopping, that you're on a secure site.
Kelly, thanks so much. That's lots of great info for our students to take in today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.